Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, if he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight, if he's worthy of your praise, come on, put your hands together like this. Clean hands and
Lay it all down now to Jesus. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Thank each and every one of you for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. Bless each and every one of you. I am the host, but I am not the host for tonight. Tonight, Prophetess Pate continues with part two of the Facts of Married Life. I pray that each and every one of you will be blessed, whether you're married or not. Prophetess
Patriot
on the air.
Giving praise to God who's the head of our life. We thank and praise God for his many glory. We thank and praise God for tuning in again, once more and again, part two of the message. Thank and praise God for all the listeners. Thank and praise God for the ones that get ready to listen after the show. Thank and praise God for the ones that searching for something and want to hear from God, and those that we thank and praise God for all of you all. And tonight is not tonight. God want me to pray and speak a word in some of the marriages, and some of the to the husband and some wife. And God just want me to minister a little bit, and the rest of it, he want me to pray and pray over the marriage and pray over the couples, and just pray that God will bless even the new beginnings, because the devil is out there, and he's out, and he's hidden mostly at the marriage, because he knows that's where he can turn and attack, so that's where he'll go if you allow him. So I'm going to give God, say a word to prayer, for a real prayer, and give God what's due to him. I thank and praise God for allowing me to speak again. Thank and praise God for all Prophet Stacy that allowed me to do it. I thank and praise God for her as a woman of God, do what she do every day. In the name of Jesus, let us keep Prophet Stacy in prayer, because she has a lot to deal with some things that she have to minister. Ministering is not easy when you have to, because you got to go before God, and you got to know what to say to God's people, when to say things to God's people, because some people, they have a heart to listen, and you got some that don't understand, and some just coming into Christ. So let us keep Prophet Stacy in prayer that God will continue on ministering to her, that he will continue on giving her the words to say to his people. And I know God is going to do just what he say he's going to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving, Lord, we thank you for all your praise. We give you all the glory and the praise. It goes to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners, all the ones that get ready to tune in, all the ones that are going to tune in after the show, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for every marriage, Lord God, that's listening. Every marriage that's not listening, we ask you to cover them, Lord God. We bind every hands of the enemy trying to come up against it, Lord God. That's why Nita Bynum said the Lord gave her a word that she never said before. Lord, we blood block every enemy. We blood block every demon trying to come up against marriage, trying to come up against relationship. We blood block it right now in the name of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus, powerful. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you'll get ready to do in some of life. Lord, we thank you for what you already have done. Lord God, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for mercy, Lord God. And Lord, it was grace and mercy, Lord God, that saved us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for being just who you are. We thank you for being El Shaddai, Lord God. We thank you for being Jehovah, Lord God. We thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because your name means so much to us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to do like only you know to do in our life. Lord God, do it, Lord God, when we don't even know how to do it, Lord God. Lord, thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. Thank you for what you get ready to do. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to everyone that's listening, we ask we speak blessing upon them, and we bind curses, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to heal the wounds, Lord God, or the hurting ones, Lord God, and we bind everything that's not of you from them, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bring peace in the midst of a storm, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bring healing where there's pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, also, Lord God, where there's confusion, Lord, we ask you to bring peace, Lord, in the midst of all confusion. You say you're a God of peace and not confusion, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. I pray over everyone that's listening and everyone that's going to tune in after this show. I even pray over the newcomers or even the new beginners that's just beginning, that's just got married. We thank you for the new to wed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory and the praise, and it goes to you in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. I would like to thank and praise God for what he's doing. I thank and praise God for every married couple. I thank and praise God for the ones that just got married, and I thank and praise God for those that's listening. God wants us to be able to love one another. Husband, love your wife as Christ, as you love the Lord. The Lord wants us to, husband, to love their wives like they love him. Because if you love God like you love him, you'll know how to love your wife. And then it tells the wife the same thing. If you notice it, every time it goes on, it tells the man to do the most. And then it comes back and it repeats itself and it tells the wife, because God let us know that he has no respectable person. So what he means for one, he means for the other one. But he looks forward that the man would do, because he's the head of all the things. God wants us to, the wife is just there to help the man when he needs help. That's why he made the woman to be a helpmate, so that made both of us to be as one when the flesh come together in the natural. You do things on one accord, that's one. When the flesh is, when we come together in spirit and we listen to the Holy God, you're going to do it as, they're supposed to be as one. God wants to use us both. When he allowed a deep sleep to go upon Adam, he allowed Adam to go into the deep sleep. But he took bone from the man's side, and he created woman. And the only reason why he did that, because he knew that Adam was going to need some help. I was reading in Genesis, and something God had really touched me when he showed me how that man is so important to do his will and to be there for his wife. When God showed everything, when Adam came forward, Eve was nowhere around. When Adam came forward, when God spoke everything, he allowed man to name everything. He allowed man to name the animals. He allowed man to name to what my understanding in Genesis. When he started creating the earth, he allowed Adam to name certain things. And therefore he let him take authority, because that's gonna make him be the head when Eve came. So when it came a time when God got done using Adam the way he wanted to use him, he knew that it was time for him to have some help. So he created Eve. And what made Eve so special, woman of God, you ought to feel special that God put an Adam in your life. Some of you may say, well, I don't have an Adam in my life. He don't treat me like an Adam, or he don't treat me. Well, then you still love him, and you still do what God say do as a wife. Because if you would do what God say do and trust God, he will bring that Adam up out of him. Yes, Adam did some things. Yes, if Adam had been the man that he's supposed to be at one point in time, he could have won Eve and let her know not to eat of that tree. But he did not tell her at the moment. And I thank and praise God that when God revealed it to him, it was too late. So sometimes, men, it ain't good to not let your wife know anything. Reveal things when you see things. Cover your wife. Cover your wife in prayer. God wants you to cover her. Cover her when she go out the door. Cover her wherever she do. You are the head, and you are her covenant. And I thank and praise God. If you got a husband that walking in the will of God, you ought to cover. You ought to cover your wife. Speak blessing upon her. And and rebuke curses off of her, because once you're in the will of God, the enemy is coming. He don't want to see you the way God puts you here to be. I thank and praise God, man, that you played a big part on earth. You played a big part in your home. You played a big part in the church. God spoke to man, and he know what way to do, because he's the only one that can get through to man. So that's when the wife came forward, and he made Eve for Adam. And I thank and praise God that he did, because if it wouldn't have been no Adam, there would have not been no Eve. If it wouldn't have been no Eve, it wouldn't have been no Adam. Okay, Prophetess Pate, where are you going with that? Man had to be born of a woman. God created man. God created woman through man. And then when God was showing this to me and sharing it with me, I'm like, wow, it was awesome. Thank you, Lord God. So we both were made in the image of God. We both were made someone that God was pleased with, someone that God can use. But it's order to you to step in to let God use you in the way that he wants to use you. Well, if you're out of his will, he cannot use you. When you're not doing what his commandments say about treat your wife like you're supposed to. Husband, you're supposed to treat your wife like you would treat Christ. And however you treat Christ, he will show you how to love that wife. I thank and praise God that I have heard a young man say it one time. He said, however I treat my wife, God is going to hold me accountable for it. And he was saying that because God placed her in my life that I would be that man and that head over her. So whatever I do is going to affect her. And it's in the word of God. Whatever you do means that it's going to affect your wife. And wife, whatever you do, it's going to affect your husband, because you all as one. And for what the word tells us, that we're supposed to husband obey the wife as, and wife obey the husband as he is in the Lord. See, we all, sometimes we always hear people say, the husband's supposed to obey, the wife's supposed to obey, the submit to the wife, submit herself to the husband. But the word tells us we're supposed to submit as unto the Lord. If he's not walking in God's will, you listen to what the Holy Spirit say, because all the time the husband don't always be right, and wife the same thing, husband the same thing. Go to a wife, they don't always be right. When you're out of God's will and you're tending to walk in the enemy territory, you allow the enemy to use you. God don't want us to do that. He wants us to stay in his will, that whatever God tells us, we could be right there to be able to receive what he has given us. Husband, wife, let us submit ourselves unto the out one another. And when I mean submit, husband, you treat your wife, you treat her like you want to be treated. Husband, wife, you treat your husband like you want to be treated. Well, we play a big part in the marriage. I thank and praise God. We ought to be able to tell each other something without getting mad. Husband, if you step out of that door and you ain't dressed appropriate or it's something on you, and wife just let you go on out the door, then she's not addressing you like she should. Well, baby, so-and-so, this is not right. Let me fix this. Well, baby, come here, let me do that. Some of us got pride to the point we don't want the wife to tell us nothing. We don't want the wife to be able to know everything. It's not that we know everything. It's just that whatever you step out that door and whatever you do, it's going to affect the wife. And the wife, whatever you do, it's going to affect the husband. So that means, because we all as one, we're supposed to be able to go out of the door and look like Jesus. When Jesus did everything, he didn't go out any kind of old way. Jesus went out to do what he was sent here to do, what he was hung on the cross and died to do. And that's the same he wants us to do as husband and wife. He wants to go out and represent him and represent Christ's good. God bless us in his presence. God, we always ask for things And some things are being held up because we're not being obedient to the Word of God. We're not doing what the Word of God say. And men, sometimes you do things and you knowing it's not out of God's will. And God will bless that wife to pray for you. And God will keep, will blood block the enemy from coming up against you all because of that wife prayer. And the same thing goes by the husband. We have to be careful when you ask one. We have to be careful when we step out of God's will, because when you step out of God's will, it causes the enemy to come. You go to seeing things. You go to lust begin to come. You go to hatred begin to come. Anger begin to come. Want to take a drink will begin to come. We have to be careful when we're not in God's will. We need to allow God to step in every area of our life. When I get up in the morning, time I get up, I can't just a lot of people just get up and just get straight up. I can't just get up. When I get up in the morning, if I open my eyes, I pray. And I pray to the Lord, and I tell the Lord, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for allowing me to see this day. Then I look over at my husband, and I see he's breathing okay. He's doing good. Lord, thank you that you allow him to live to see another day. Now, Lord, this day, I ask you to take me on this journey, Lord God. Take him on his journey, Lord God. Lord, we bind every enemy. We have to know how to pray. Then I go and get the girls up, and God allowed me to pray with them. Pray with them. So I pray with them, and I pray for their friends, and I pray for everything that they got to go through with today. Lord will allow you to, he will teach you how to get up and get up before him. And I thank and praise God for that. I speak life in every dead situation. I speak that God will come in and he will do the miraculous in our life, the miraculous in our marriage, and turn things around. If you're not in part with God, I thank and praise God. Ask God to help you get in power. Ask the Lord to come into your life. Ask the Lord to help you to treat your wife the way that you're supposed to treat her. Husband, ask the Lord to do it. Wife, ask the Lord to teach you to treat your husband the way you're supposed to treat him. And ask the Lord to bring both of us together. Ask him to bring you together that one cannot fall without the other one. We need each other. Man, you need your wife. Wife, you need your husband. We need each other. We cannot make it without each other. The Lord knew who to put with who. Some people put themselves with people. That's why a lot of them don't work out, because God didn't do it. Something we did on our own. God don't break up other people's marriage and give you to someone else's husband. God don't break up other people's marriage and give you to someone's wife. That's not the will of God. God don't do those things. That's the enemy stepping in. We bind that. That's a lust of the flesh. We bind those spirits right now off of every marriage. God don't let you see another woman. He'll let you see your wife. Wherever you're looking at, you pray and you ask the Lord, man, to, Lord, let me see my wife like I see that other woman. A wife, you say the same, the husband, you say the same thing about your wife. Wife, you say the same thing about your husband. Lord God, I don't want to see now another man. Lord God, I want to see that man, my husband, like I see that man, because you made us for each other, because you made us and you performed us in the image, Lord God. You did it, Lord God. If it wouldn't been for God created Adam, there wouldn't be no Eve. If it wouldn't be for Eve, it wouldn't be the Adam. So that thing go both ways. So we ask the Lord to bless every married couple, every new beginning, the ones that just begin, every new newlywed, we thank and praise God for them. And we ask God to, we pray blessing over you all. And I ask you all to let's keep one another in prayer. Let's lift up one another in prayer. I thank and praise God for what he's doing. Well, then some may say, well, my wife, she, the Lord blessed me with a beautiful wife. But she have this wrong with her, that wrong with her, but she's still beautiful. If you can see your wife like that and it don't bother you, then God cherishes you. God loves you. He loves on you for doing that. Some people say, well, Lord, This ain't what I wanted, but God don't give us nothing that we don't want. He give us what we need. He put the right people with the right places. Husband, you might sometimes, wife, have to be a little hard. That's the only way some of them can get through to them. Sometimes men have to be hard. That's the only way they can get through to you. We thank and praise God for you all. And we ask the Lord to bless everyone. If any callers want to call in or want prayer or want God to have would like to say anything, after I get done praying, we ask the Lord to, that'll be your chance to call in. But I'm going to pray and I'm going to speak things in you all life that God is directing me to do. But right now I'm going to speak things in the married couple's life. I speak that the Lord would come in and into your marriage. What's not there, we ask God to put it there. What's not, whatever trying to come up against it, we ask God to blood block that the enemy will not come in. And we bind it right now. We bind the spirit of lust. We bind the spirit of anger. We bind the spirit of wanting to leave our wife. We bind the spirit of stupidity off of our minds that sometimes the enemy will bring things on our mind. You get tired of dealing with certain things. But I want to let you know, sometimes God does things. We have to have patience with our husband, with our wife. Ask God for patience. Ask God to help you to go through. We bind everything. We speak that God will come into every marriage life, even the newlywed, that God will make you all to be able to deal with one another, that he will help you to reason with one another, that he will help you to speak blessings on each other. Your finance, maybe some don't get along because of the fact. We even speak whatever you need, finance, or some may need a place to stay, or some may need whatever you need. God is there to give it to you. Just trust him and believe him. We ask God that we speak evangelists or prophets, whatever on that evangelist or prophet's heart. We ask God to touch it right now. Whatever God going to do for you, we ask God to use you mightily in your marriage. We ask God to come into your home. And, Lord, whatever is not right, Lord, we ask you to make it right. Whatever, Lord God, road is crooked, we ask you to make it straight, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to do it right now. Lord God, as I come into you, Lord God, praying for all of the married couple and all of the newlyweds, Lord. Lord, we ask you to help you to help them to deal with each other, Lord. Lord, when situations come up, Lord God, we ask you to let them, because you said in your word, mom and daddy, Lord God, we ask you to let them forsake mom and daddy, Lord, and follow you, Lord God. Teach them how to follow after you, Lord God. Lord, we bind every situation that's trying to come up against their minds and their thoughts. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look upon them right now, Lord God. Lord God, somebody may be in a situation where they are tired, Lord God. They've been going through things, Lord, for years. It don't look like it's getting better, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to blood block the enemy mind. Blood block the enemy trying to put stuff on their mind, Lord God. For, Lord, we are living in days now, Lord God, where you want us, Lord God, to reach out to you and give our all to you, Lord. Come to you, Lord, and not men, Lord God. Some may be going through counseling, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, able it to work, Lord God. Lord, let them do what they have to do to save their marriage, Lord God. Lord God, we speak, Lord God, that you will bless them, whatever blessing that they need. Lord, whatever that you did, that, Lord God, the ministers that there is, Lord, we ask you, Lord, let them walk. Lord, let them walk, Lord God, in your will, Lord God. For, Lord, you said a step of a good man is ordered by you. Lord God, we ask you to make that man's step be good, Lord. Let it be ordered by you. Because if it's ordered by you, Lord, he's going to step in the right place, Lord. His steps won't be, he won't step out the wrong way, Lord God. Lord God, we also ask, Lord God, that you also said in your word, Lord, train up a child in the way he should go, Lord God. When he get old, he will not depart, Lord. Lord, that don't just mean for children, Lord. But let us train our minds, Lord God. Train us up in your will, Lord God. So Lord, if we get ready to, Lord God, Lord, if we try to escape from your will, you'll, Lord God, put us back where we're supposed to be at, Lord God. And Lord, you also said in your word, Lord God, I thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you said. When I became a child, I spake that a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look upon that man, Lord. He may have childish ways, Lord. He may be acting like a child, Lord. We ask you to bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to make that man come up out of him, Lord God. Make him, Lord God. For, Lord God, some may say, well, Lord, he was raised up in a home where he didn't have no father, Lord God. But, Lord God, I didn't have a father around either, Lord. But look what you did for me. You trained me well. And, Lord God, you helped me to, Lord God, to, and you showed and you directed me. For, Lord God, you said in all our ways, Lord, acknowledge you, Lord. Let the man acknowledge you. And you will direct their paths, Lord. Lord, put them in your word, Lord God, and you will teach them how to love you. You will teach them how to love their wife. You will teach the wife how to love her husband. You will teach the husband how to love the wife. Lord, do it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to just bless like only you can and do like only you will do in our lives, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you for what you get ready to do, and we thank you for what you already have done. For, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I speak blessings upon them, and I bind curses right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for your word, Lord God. I thank you for your ministry, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for speaking in their life, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to touch that young woman, Lord God, just wiping the tears away. I don't know who she is, but you do. Lord, we ask you to wipe the tears away. Lord God, she's been battling with something, Lord God. And Lord God, she had no one to go to, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to touch her heart, Lord God. Ease the pain, Lord God. There's some woman, Lord God, left at home, Lord God. Don't know where her husband is, Lord God. We ask you to bless him, Lord God. Lord, blood block the enemy from his mind. Send him back home where he belongs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some young man, Lord God. Lord God, got a wife, Lord God. We ask you to touch her, Lord God. Lord, she, Lord God, he love her, Lord God, to the point, Lord God, that he don't want to just give up on her, Lord God. For, Lord God, you said up in 1 Corinthians, Lord God, the 7th chapter, Lord God. Lord God, husband, you ought to love your wife, Lord God. And if they don't want to leave you, Lord God, you said, Lord God, pray for them, Lord God, and they could be saved, Lord God. We ask you to do it for that young lady. Do it for that young man, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to blood block everything, Lord God, that's not of you. Lord, somebody may be praying, Lord God, saying, Lord God, Lord, show me where I need to be in you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to touch them, Lord, and show them where they need to be in you. Lord, someone may say, Lord God, I got a calling on my life, Lord God, but where I'm at in this place, Lord God, Lord, they can't see, Lord God. But, Lord, we ask you to, Lord, take the scales off the pastor or the bishop or the apostle eyes, Lord, that they will see, Lord God, what they got in the house, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for being who you are and what you are in these people's life, Lord. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're getting ready to open doors for that husband that looking for a job. Lord, I see a job, Lord God, that making money he had never made before, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord God. I see that wife, Lord God, that want to go back to school, Lord God, but, Lord God, she don't have the finance, Lord God. But, Lord, we ask you to blood block the enemy from the finance, Lord God. Whatever she wants to be is getting ready to come to pass, Lord. We ask you to open doors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, someone is already in school, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you to teach them and help them, Lord God, with the subject that they got to have, Lord God. Teach them, Lord God, and we ask you to reveal to them, Lord God. Give them patience, Lord. Give them strength, Lord God. Lord God, show them the way, Lord God. Show them how to, whatever lesson that's complicated, Lord, we ask you to make it uncomplicated, Lord. That, Lord, make it right for them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the prophetess, Lord God, that's over this, Lord God, this computer ministry, Lord God. We thank you for her right now. We speak blessings over her life, Lord God, that no man can come in and take, Lord. We speak blessings over her anointing, Lord, that no man can come up against, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I ask you even, Lord God, that touch the bereavement family, Lord. Maybe someone that lost someone dearly to them. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now. Maybe someone lost a husband or a wife, Lord. We ask you to give them peace of mind, Lord God, in the midst of sorrow. Lord, touch them right now. Strengthen them like only you can. Lord, do like you only. Do like what you can do, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I give you your glory. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you honor, Lord. Help us to be truthful to you, Lord God. Help us to walk in your will, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be strengthened by you, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord, to help each other, Lord God. We speak blessing upon everyone's life, Lord. We bind curses right now in the name of Jesus. We bind curses right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for property, Stacy. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for letting her have a heart for your people. Thank you for letting her have a heart for you, Lord. A heart for you first, Lord, then a heart to love your people, Lord. Lord God, thank you for humble, Lord God. She's humble, Lord. Thank you for patient, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for when she's up in the wee hours of the night, Lord, minister to your people, Lord God. You always seems, Lord God, to be able to allow her to give them the word. Lord, thank you for her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you. I bless your name. And, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the ministry, Lord. And, Lord, most of all, I thank you for every married couple. Every, Lord God, newlywed just got married. And everyone, the ones that have been married 30, 40 years, help the ones to come. The wild, and it's in, Lord God, it's in Titus, Lord, and also in Timothy, Lord God, where the old is supposed to help the young. And the young help the one that's coming up on them. We're supposed to be a helpmate to one another, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Help us to stay in your will. Help us to live by your word. Help us to be real, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory and the praise. And, Lord God, we thank you for the mighty woman of God that's going to speak on next week, Lord God. We ask you to, Lord God, bless her, Lord God. Bless her all down up in her, Lord God. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Be for her, Lord, what she came to be for herself, Lord God. Lord, you're going to do whatever she asks for you. I wonder if you're going to do it for her, Lord God. I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in her marriage. I thank you, Lord God. She ain't seen nothing yet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to keep on do what you do, Lord God. Keep giving her patience. Keep giving her strength, Lord. Keep encouraging her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe that young man out there, and you need to be encouraged. God won't let you know he loves you. He gives you. He sees you. He sees you. He sees what you're doing. You're not forgotten in the name of Jesus. Just keep on staying in his will. Keep on praising him. Keep doing what you know to do. It may be that wife, that husband is sick and not feeling well. We ask the Lord to heal him right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever the sickness or the illness is, heal in the name of Jesus. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, it might be that husband, Lord God, that wife, that husband is taking care of that wife. We ask you to, Lord God, be there for him, Lord God. Heal that wife. Heal that husband, Lord. Give them both strength, Lord God, to be able to deal with each other, to go through, Lord God. They ain't seen nothing yet. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I give you all the honor, and I give you all the glory and the praise, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray that if anyone wants to call in, you're welcome. If anyone wanted prayer, you could do so also to call in. And I thank and praise you all. Praise God for you all. And I thank and praise God for his word. Thank and praise God for the prayer. Thank and praise God for Property States and allow me to come on and do what God called me to do. And I thank and praise God for being who he is in her life and also who he is in my life. In Jesus' name, I will turn it over to Property Stacy. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all. In Jesus' name.
What an awesome word on tonight. I pray that each of you were blessed by something she said, either the prophetic word or the prayer. I pray that you heard something that really blessed your life. Allow me to tell you what I heard from what you were saying. God taught Adam authority through the naming of animals. Man, God is teaching you authority through your daily life. Pay attention. Man, God is teaching you authority through your daily life. Pay attention. Man, use your authority. Cover your wife. Submit one to another. Submission goes both ways. One to another. Your spouse is not always right, but the Holy Spirit is always right. Remember that, especially when you're in the middle of an argument. Your spouse is not always right. You are not always right, but the Holy Spirit is. Calm down and listen to the Holy Spirit. Get in God's presence. Pray. Set your day. God will give you the mate you need. He will give you the mate you need. Once again, if there's anybody on the phone lines that desires prayer, you can match one at this time. If not, if you're online listening, you can text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. And I'll be glad to pray with you after the show. Or you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire, just like the show, @gmail.com. Also, if you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by using PayPal, either the AMP or going to paypal.com and sending your seed to prolificfire@gmail.com. As I always say, this ministry is blessed. God named it prolific. Prolific means fertile, highly fruitful, producing abundant works or results, producing in large quantities, highly productive. So I know he's going to bless you if you would like to sow. Next week, we will be blessed by the ministry of God's servant, Gwendolyn Wise Williams. We will be getting free with her. So tune in to be a part of that, same time, same place. The scripture that I would like to leave with the married couple on tonight comes from Romans 14, verse 19 in the Amplified Bible. So let us then definitely aim for and eagerly pursue what makes for harmony and for mutual upbuilding, edification, and development of one another. Couples, I pray that you live in harmony and do whatever it takes to mutually build each other up. In the name of Jesus, I love you. If you need me, you can always find me on Twitter. Just follow me at Twitter, Prolific. Twitter is Prolific Fire. And also on Facebook is Prophetess Stacy. Also, you can go to iTunes and re-listen to this show. If you're away from your computer, just look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. God bless you. I love you all. Thank you for your support. Good night.